The dark streets of a village, a place not too unlike this one. Resonant, there is a thrum in the air. Those who live there know it, though a visitor might not. It is the thrum of magic alive in the world. The slight actinine taste, the faint scent of old lightning. This is a place where something has been enacted. And you might not see it as you enter the village. The sigils that have been carved, engraved in the earth. You might not see it if you were in the village, because the symbols appeared overnight. Once the witch decided how things were going to be. Maybe it was the punishment for too much freedom, for too much despoiling of the local land. Maybe it was just an experiment to which the locals were subject. What was known was that overnight, all the people of the village were carried off to other places, different amounts of them to different locations. And in the main village, some were left behind. And those left behind quickly learned the rules. Almost hazily awaking, a dream establishing itself in mind. The rules appeared, and they manifested in mind as a voice, seductive, tempting, and absolute. To hear her was to know that all the words were true, and that they would be enforced. Stimulation of your bodies, masturbation of any kind, is forbidden. My assistants, fine ladies, all will be enforcing this particular restriction. And in those words, the words of enforcement, the words of restriction, there was a force that did hold everyone tight and fast, bound to their beds. But of course, I have no way of knowing that all of you stand on even footing. The voice in memory, in mind, or maybe in the present, as everyone who remained in that part of the village was bound to their beds. Maybe some of you climaxed right before I came here. Maybe some of you just don't normally need climax as much, don't need to come for me. So I am going to equalize us. I am going to put everyone and everything inside the ring of this domain under the most powerful of arousals, and then you'll all be good for me, or else. For you can feel me in the air, I will know. And if you do not transgress, then this first spell, this arousal that will creep into your bones, this lust and desire, this will be the only one of my magics which touches you. But if you touch, if you caress, if you transgress, if you fall from the narrow, difficult path, then you will be subject to an imprisonment most dire, a resonating, full-body torment which will ensure that rather than simply refraining from touching, it will be impossible to do so. And oh, you may turn to me and say, well, if the choice is between not getting to come and being bound and not getting to come, wouldn't you rather get one last climax, the last climax of your life? But to that I counter with a few rules. Firstly, if I do not employ my restrictions upon you, you will still be able to edge, perhaps. Still be able to tease, perhaps. You will still be able to freely move. Second, you don't know that my reign will last forever. And as an additional point, if I restrain you, it will be with the living matter of one of my wonderful assistants. One of the ladies who stalks and slithers through these bushes, through the village. And she will not be as merciful as I. And frozen to one's bed, the spell of the witch expands through the village, fills every mind and every heart with need. Bodies begin to engage their systems of arousal, libido, the creeping need, as if one were being sweetly caressed by a lover's hand, as if one were being taught every single thing they feel that they want, every single thing they understand by their bodies. The mind does not enter into it. It is the body, the demands of the body, the knowledge of the body. You are aroused, and you are beginning to become as aroused as if it had been a very long time indeed since you touched, as if it had been so long of waiting, so long of stimulating, or perhaps not climaxed, but instead in a state of edged, edged, edged. Climax is a lost thing under her rule, under her command. You are going to be in this turned-on state, but know that it has been so long since you came, and you wish you could. You wish you could again. You wish you could again and again. More and more it remains. And your brain says you need to gain more from that. You need to touch, you need to go beyond, you need to push past just being edged. You wish you could bring about climax, bring about sensation. You wish you could go there, you could go to the place you yearn. And then you hear the slithering outside, but you are still frozen where you belong. You hear the slithering, squirming of it all, but you are still where you need to be. You are still right here with me. You are still where you wanted to be. You are still subject to me. These words creep in, enter in, remind, and the serpents in the many bushes around there who have their serpentine grins, their serpentine wiles, their ability to cover you, to coat you time by time, again and again, to bring about your sensation with their lustful envenomation. You know it suddenly, and therefore you must weather the storm of being bound firmly in place you couldn't touch if you wanted to. Indeed, it seems almost as if her rule, my rule, had not begun yet, because I've not been able to touch. You've not been able to touch. Stimulation is impossible. Stimulation isn't happening. The longer that this goes on with you stuck there, arms heavy, mind heavy, legs heavy, brain weighty, brain weighed down, brain gone, dropping, dripping, gone, you will feel it more. The longer it goes on, the hornier you'll get. Your libido is growing, your mind is growing, your libido is showing just where you belong, aroused as though you've been edged continuously. The command, the curse, the power it enters in changes your body, alters your mind, so every day at every time your sweated, heated form is running a few degrees above normal, wanting climax, wanting things that only she could do, wanting things you know belong to her rather than to you, belong to her servants. Masturbation, climax, these things impossible, your body taking all the pleasure, all the ache, all the fantasy waiting in the wings and applying it to your mind from inside to your body. The drone and drool of it is good for you, and more it enters into what you do, which is yearn, what you do, which is squirm, what you do, which is try to hold your ragged, weary mind together. But it feels better and better, and there's no way of knowing when she will stop, if her reign will ever end, if her mind will ever leak away from you, if her magic will ever be gone, if you will ever do what you used to do ever again, if you'll ever touch ever again. No way to know. All you know is that you can't go, you can't escape, you can't do anything at all. You can only do it when she is there. Because you're going to go to places of edging, places of arousal, and ooh, her curse. You're starting to notice that you want to find the edged place that is closest to climaxing. You want to live dangerously. You want to let the sweet itch inside your body control what you do, issue commands to your brain. You want to be subject to what she is doing to you, and the curse is making it so. You crave to have it inside you. You crave to know just how far you could go if you touched in a state of restrained, graceless ache. If all you did was make yourself hornier, harder, hotter, responding to that sweetness, excited inside. Your excitement abides. and waits for you to fall. You know that crouching spell is a spell of detection, and the serpents who slither outside the walls would come for you, one and all, if you dared trespass. Then movement is allowed. The spell dwelling in you settles in your balls and expands its sensation outward. It's like they've gone from the level they were at to at least a couple weeks of extra edged masturbation ban. The thing is, she said she was going to put everybody on equal footing, but she clearly didn't. She's clearly simply made it so that you are at the same level you'd be at if you'd spent two more weeks edging. And despite her comments about sneaking in a little edging, you know that's not true. You know you'd get caught immediately. The serpent's tongues are flicking the air. They emit that arousal. It gets more intense if you're near them. And when it gets more intense, your hand strays almost on its own, and you have to grip your thigh to keep from sliding it over to your balls, to keep from massaging those laden sacks. The air is full of that, and everyone in the entire area is subject to it. Your body preparing to betray you. Your body preparing to let everything out. You want to spurt, you want to squirt, you want to empty, but the entire environment is such that everybody's having to wait. Everybody's having to wait for the day she held out hope of, the day she might lift her ban. And the witch patrols the place with serpents slithering up to her, conveying their messages. Groaning, moaning. But surely there must be some place in this village where everybody's laden balls are demanding touch, this village where everybody's arousal is through the roof. There must be some place you can go to edge and take the edge off. There must be somewhere no one will know. Your mind in its feverish arousal seeks such a place ever more strongly, and you find yourself looking for it, seeking for it, wanting it, but you know that it's not that simple. You know you'd have to work very hard to find such a place. And there are others who are seeking after such a thing too, quietly, talking about it among themselves, making sure they are in underground cellars, speaking only in whispers, places the serpents cannot go, for they do not intrude into houses, usually. They do not enter into homes, usually. And if they do, it is only because they have ironclad proof that someone has transgressed the one rule. Nobody masturbates, nobody stimulates, nobody does anything. All the lust from all the magic, the radiating magic, is pooling between people's legs, causing that sweet pleasured itch. The entire length, if one does get hard, begs for just a little stimulation, just a little grab and squeeze and jerk. But though she presented that as a possibility, it is so obviously one that is a trap. And you are not trapped. You are managing to hold it together. You are managing to hold out, to resist, to desist from masturbation, and find other ways to occupy your mind. You've seen what happens. Someone who masturbated. At first, nothing. They were just periodically touching themselves, and then climaxing, and then feeling more satisfied. More able to get things done, more able to function their everyday life, less and less under the thrall of her spell, that sweet itch teasing them less and less. But then what ended up happening, what inevitably, as always, ended up happening, is that the masturbation ban took hold. The magics took hold. Everyone's minds ended up completely enmeshed in knowing this person was doomed. Doomed to what? A slithering serpent sliding up their leg, wrapping around their length the magical familiar of the witch, tongue milking, her reassuring voice saying, "Oh, don't worry. Shortly the stimulation will be over. I will protect you and your conscience from yourself. I will keep you good, keep you on the path and trail to good action, to the right kind of thinking, the right kind of existence." And then, bound up, locked up. Now the balls are wrapped in a serpent that quickly turned to bronze and brass, turned to a material, mysterious, a chastity device covering and coating, but the suction, the licking of the tongue, the throbbing receptiveness still there. The harder that length got, the more restrained the subject was, and now, wrapped around it, being punished, now caged and confined, now stroked and now never stroked again, because to bring one's hand down is to find that there is more than just a barrier there, more than just the physical, also the magical, the metaphysical, the barrier that is created around, so a hand simply will not reach, simply will not touch, simply cannot trigger climax, cannot bring about pleasure, cannot relieve any of the load. And the load is massive and pent up. Spermatic release is being begged for in every inch of the subject's body. The punishment is merciful, you suppose. The problem, if it can be considered such, is that now that serpent is bound there, and the magics of the spell will make her last, manipulating, licking, tormenting. One of the witch's many shape-shifted familiars, a lady without mercy, holding tight and taut, firm against that length around those balls, keeping that heavy load within, keeping it from escaping. Horny minds just pretending to be good, but how could they hope to compete with a part of their own body? How could all those minds turn to lust, keep from wanting to touch? And so one by one, by one, by one, everyone ends up bound until the deed is done and the mind is gone and the body is too horny to go on. There will come a time when there is nothing that can be done except release, relaxation. You even are tempted and find your hands frequently straying, even both hands on your inner thighs, just digging your own nails in to keep from grabbing, keep from touching, keep from bringing yourself off that unspent load, unspilled seed, unknown need more than ever before. And the punishment that can come for you will keep you chaste. And then perhaps you would learn to live with it. Isn't it so tempting to just stroke a few times? Not even because you might manage to get off, but because you might get caught. If you were caught, you would at least no longer have to resist the urge, because it would be useless to try. There would be something in the way keeping you from touching yourself, and then the load could build infinitely. Your level of need could trail upward higher and higher and higher. You can try anything at all, but there's only so much you can do. And you have tried several things to see where the limit is, or perhaps because you didn't care if you got caught. Reaching down and squeezing your shaft is okay. No stroking, no moving. You've seen other people who you know did that, who had bragged about getting away with it. But no, you just squeeze the shaft, squeezing it tight, squeezing it hard and hot and tight together. And when you do that, it feels good, but all it does is redistribute the energy. It does not at all cause you to be able to get off from that, nor does it relieve the pressure. Maybe that's the test. If something relieves the sensual pressure, the pervasive field of arousal filling this village, invading your body, getting into you like a curse, like a radiation, when you lay there, laying down, it finds its way in, and your ignited, constant system goes off. There are so many involuntary muscles in your body that feel good after all, and her curse plays on these, finding a way into them, causing you to squeeze your butt, causing you to clench your body. There is no escape. There is no escape at all. You don't know how long this is going to last. You just know that there's no escape from it. You don't know how long she's going to keep doing it. And if you do get caught, is she going to keep you that way even after her reign ends? Will her reign ever end? Is it a false hope? You don't know, but you know you've been getting hornier and hotter, that you've been trembling and dripping, that to move the wrong way is to end up far too hard, far too hot, far too close. Release is like relaxation, and it feels rather like letting your guard down, trapped as you are, locked in your domain, where you're under her rule. Commit a crime, violate the local ban, violate the masturbation ban. What's the worst that could happen? What could possibly happen? It's a simple challenge. Surely you can hold out. Surely you can hold back. Surely you can resist and avoid ending up in one of those cages of serpentine flesh, of a licking tongue and a taunting voice that hisses in a very human, very feminine voice as the shape-shifted familiar on your lap tells you, would tell you, don't you want one? Wouldn't it be nice to have something so single-mindedly focused on your cock? Something so dedicated to your pleasure, working your vessels and making sure that if you did climax, if you did release, it would be the best possible release, the most complete possible expulsion. Don't you want that? Don't you want to squirt? Don't you want to spurt? Don't you want to let your mind leak out? Of course you do, and you keep telling yourself you're going to have to find an excuse. You're going to have to find a way, a safe way for you to climax. You're going to have to find a way to get it out of your system, or else you're going to end up transgressing where they can hear you, see you, smell you, know what you've done. So you are just going to have some fun. There are places away in the woods at the edge of town where the snakes find it hard to get to, little islands in the midst of streams. They go out there, but you've seen them struggling, and the witch doesn't go out there because she isn't going to get her boots muddy. So you go out to one of those. You know others have managed to do some rubbing undetected, even though the dripping pre-cum from their cocks potentially risk their detection on return to town. It's just got to be worth it. You're going to transgress one way or another. There must be a safe way to let the pressure off. So, going there, you spend your time waiting out, and then waiting out. And when it is late, and when it is dark, and when you're alone, and when you can't hear any rustling or hissing in any of the bushes, when you hear nothing at all, you reach down and rub your balls. You slide your hand over them, trailing over them, aching and throbbing, groaning, the vessels inside begging for mercy, the sperm waiting to well up, your mind trying to drip out, and there's simply nothing you can do but be yourself. You've been taunted and teased by the needy swelling of those vessels, and any punishment is going to come down eventually. You know your own strength. You know you'll transgress. This is your only chance at freedom. Your only chance as your denied body shivers with a libido ignited by her curse, as your mind leaks out with it, and your overly hard length begins to throb in your hand, above your hand. You grasp it with one. You don't even notice yourself doing it. All the uncontrolled experiences that you've almost had, where you've almost touched yourself, they are coming home to roost. So long delayed and now belayed onto here. There's nothing you can do. You are held. The vessels grow. You want to resist. You try to resist. You even feel remorse for your new crime. Maybe so long under dominion of my spell. Oh yes, hello there. Maybe so long under dominion of my spell has caused you to feel like it really is a crime, because you have been continuously feeling remorse, feeling a little bit of guilt at the greed of your need, at the want in your soul, at the way that pleasure rolls. You roll your body, roll your eyes, roll your mind between your thighs. Your length is hard. You're pulling on it. I'm watching. Your balls are taut and sperm-filled and pulled up against the base. There's simply no way you're going to escape. And now it falls to you. It falls to you to do what you can do, and all you can do is writhe and groan. All you can do is feel and moan and be gone, further and further gone, more and more gone. You're long, you're hard, you've waited a long time. It's been hard to wait so long. You squeeze. All those times in your bed that you squeezed and I let it slide. And this is how you repay me for my clemency, for my mercy. Do you hear them slithering nearer? And you're still rubbing. I guess you've decided that since I'm watching and obviously going to punish you, you should keep rubbing. I wonder if you'd still be masturbating, still be stroking, still be squeezing, still be rubbing, if you had known what I'm going to do. But oh well, I'm watching you and I'm enjoying the show. Your cock is enjoying it too. Look at that. You're dripping a pool of your cream below. But you haven't climaxed, so there's still room to turn back. Oh, but your conscience and your mind are well and truly gone. It's been too long. You feel too good inside. Your balls are squeezing. Stay. I slap your hands away. Nope. My serpents are near enough. One could pounce at any time, but as long as I'm this close to you, they won't dare come closer still. The ladies are waiting for you. I think, though, I wanted to have a taste. You're not allowed to come, and with me this near, you won't be able to feel this. Yeah, I was rubbing myself to your display. I enjoyed it. And now I'm rubbing those juices on your shaft. Feel the tingling, the numbing? Yeah, you're not going to come now unless I order it or you go quite a long time. But I have something else in mind. I have something else in mind for you. Yes, I'm getting on my knees. Don't think that that makes you superior now. My magic pervades this place, my familiars watch. You are subject, remain still, hands slack at your sides, good. I'll bind them like this. Oh, you can't see the chains, but they're there. I want to taste you, to pull you onto my tongue. And with my juices on you, there's no way for you to come. With me in contact with you, climax is impossible. Indeed, if I'm even near you, I'm not sure you could come. Your balls will get pent up, and I can wrap my fingers around the base and just pull lightly while I pull you on my tongue. Delicious. I think you have potential, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to offer you the opportunity, the chance, to not leave this place with one of my girls wrapped around you. The ladies surrounding you here are particularly hungry. That's why I brought them with me. It's why I spread the rumor that you heard. My informant sold you out. Oh, you know, the first person in the village to be captured has been listening for stories of others trying to escape. Too bad. You are betrayed. You are found out. And now you are the sole, delicious, suckable, tastable subject of my scrutiny. Feel me stroking you. You love it. All right, onto my tongue. Don't you wish you could spurt? Don't you wish you could squirt? I am a far more effective cage than any of my servants. You are entirely trapped. So as I said, I will present you with a couple of options. Once upon a time, long ago, when someone was suspected of certain crimes, magics, malfeasances of the sort that I have committed here, and to which you will be beholden shortly, they would be subjected to a trial. And I will tell you that the trials of old were unwinnable. Keep that in mind, but realize I am fairer than those who would once have subjected the innocent and the guilty alike to review. But you are surely guilty. I have caught you red-handed, and I have even added to your crimes, and I am above the reproach of this place. And so, I invite you. Pledge yourself to my challenge. A challenge that as your will is sapped, and as I suck and jerk and stroke and touch, you will find yourself more and more captive. I don't think you can last if I were to try to stimulate you seriously. If I were to really touch you, suck you, stroke you, if I were to employ my familiars in plying you, I think you would climax. You were going to commit this crime. But if, somehow, you make it through that process, then there will be a very special reward at the other end. If you somehow last to the end, if you somehow go to the very end of my pleasuring without climax, a very special reward will be there for you. A very special reward. You will be brought to my stables, to the place where all the best lurking seed, all the hardest cocks, all the meltiest, most servile minds get brought to be trained, broken in, given your conditioning. So be good. Don't touch. And I will take you to my challenge, or you could agree to walk forth from this place on the understanding that rather than the reward waiting at the end of that challenge, you will go back into the population and tell no one of what you found out here. They might get jealous that I sucked and licked and stroked and tempted you, and you can go back into the populace with this experience. But in that event, if you fall, if you stumble, if you falter at all, having refused to take my challenge, it will not go well for you. These delectable parts of you will end up in my purse where they belong, and I will carry them around and use them as examples. Examples of the perfect, impertinent, pent-up cock that has defied my law. So choose the challenge or your return to temptation and nothing more. For if you stumble again, the mark of my juices I've jerked you off with, the mark of my saliva upon you, has ingrained itself deep. This is now our cock, not yours. And I'm enough in it that if you stroke it, if you transgress, I'll be there in an instant. And you will suffer a deprivation no one else under my rule has had to. So let me know your choice, and we'll see if you can live with it. Oh, you reject my challenge? Okay. That just means you're signing yourself up for a much harder one. My tongue has been on you. My fingers have touched you. You know what I promise, and you are just dooming yourself to either hold out forever, never again to feel blissful climax, never again to feel your body seized with paroxysms of delight, never again to see your body experience what it does when you are able to just touch yourself. Doomed to sensation, doomed to delight, doomed is how you would be if you did actually seek that climax and release. Oh well, you wait, and that's what you're going to do. You're just going to wait forever with this level of arousal in your system, this level of desire and sensation. You love it. You enjoy it. Good. I suggest that you go on like this if this is what you're going to do, but you have a long time ahead of you, and I bet you'll end up returning to me. I bet you'll end up returning to me, finding your way back to me and asking for my challenge. At least if you ended up in my stables, you would get to climax sometimes. You would get to vent your desire. You would get to empty your mind and find the pleasure, orgasm, and release that you crave. You would be able to be there, even if it would mean you'd be enthralled, imprisoned, opened, weighted, emptied. You love it. Good. Walk into the world weighty and heavy with exhaustion. Walk out there inches from delight, knowing that if you just asked for my challenge, you could at least ride my tongue to oblivion and let the climax from my tongue touching your body push you across the line and into climax. Of course, the challenge will be to not come. But I think you know that you would be doomed, and that's why you didn't agree to it. Oh well, good luck. And then I'm gone. But you know I'm aware of you. I'm aware of you all the time. Aware of your body, aware of its stimulation, aware of its sensation, aware of everything in you. You feel good. You feel good when all that awareness unites, all that desire collides. You get to feel like you're going to come, feel like coming will be the only thing on your mind. And with me gone, it's very, very easy for you to get off. You could even touch, and how would I know? Maybe it was just a bluff. How would I know? Maybe you could touch and go across the line out here in this isolated place. You could come. You could finally come. The oppressive need inside of you, the waiting lust inside of you would finally be able to vent itself. But instead I go, and you begin to go about your days. You begin to go about your nights, and you're going to learn exactly why I invited you to yearn, but not touch. Invited you to stimulate only with my mouth, and not to climax over the line. Because with me gone, the magic is taking root in you, and now so is the trace of my juices, trace of my saliva, influence of my mind and my body. You are wrapped up in my power. You go home, and on the way there, your body brushes against your clothing. The excitement is more than between your legs, it's everywhere. You are one big pleasure source, one big organ flooded with need, flooded with the will to climax, the will to tip over that edge. You're going to go through your days knowing that you have just begun. Go ahead and try to hold back or come back and challenge me for fun. You'd be captured and you'd languish, naughty and tormented, locked away, waiting for times I chose to take you out to play, times I chose to take you out and give you a climax or two, an orgasm enough, ability enough to flood across and show me you've got the right stuff, to attractively, alluringly moan for me, to come for me, climax and jostle and rub yourself up against me in desperate desire. In short, I want you hungry, hungry enough to seek me out, even knowing the likelihood that you would not pass my challenge, would not manage to cross the line, would not manage to free yourself, if indeed freedom is even in the offering. And the punishment here was for me to give you a choice, knowing you'd make the wrong one out of pride or resistance, out of not knowing how good it would be to just be for me or to just be good. Yes, I've set you up to transgress. Yes, I've set you up to break my rule. But what are you going to do about it? You can comply or you can transgress. But if you transgress on your own, that isn't as good as coming to me. So the challenge hangs out there waiting for all to see, knowing if you return, then I'll put you through something that will truly afflict you, affect you, tempt you, and leave you coming and breathless and more completely mine, marked with my symbols, influenced by my words, brought to your knees, climaxing freely at least one time. Remember the thoughts you had in that clearing? That you would like to climax at least one time? Well, you'd be able to if you came to me and then failed at my game, wouldn't you? Since you know what failure looks like. So brace yourself for the graceless delight of walking around, too horny to think, your whole body too aroused to think. Climax, abandon. Coming your mind out in a final moment of surrender. Isn't that what you want? To just feel yourself losing? You want to fail at this. You want even the punishment, because the punishment is intimate. To be connected to one of my ladies forever, or to be connected to me and in my stables. There's no bad condition here. There's just fates where you end up not climaxing much. Is that such a big deal? Is that really such a problem? Isn't it so tempting to be connected to something so intimately, to be wanted so intimately, both wanted in terms of being milked and worked across the edge, but also in terms of my words in your mind, your body feeling everything that happens, your desire, but without the climax, everything going on is going to be more sensitivity, more remnants of my words inside of you. Every single second, my words in you, my drooling, dripping juices have touched you. My tongue has touched you. You are carrying bits of me and my influence around with you. What's going to happen to your dreams? What's going to happen to your aches? What new temptations will manifest? How much hunger will you find? You thought that the magics were different before, that they were a curse laid upon you, making your body crave and your mind misbehave. But now I'm in you, now a source and a conduit of that kind of temptation dwells in your body, and you walk away, and you say to me that you do not want to return. You do not want to be tempted. You do not want to try my test. Well, this is a test beyond all others, and I'm sure you'll be whimpering to me in no time. But if you want to last, if you want to try and outlast my reign, you may do so. As you drain away your will, spending time trying to fight your own body, as you attempt to keep yourself in check, every minute of every day woven in, finding yourself right back where you began, and every day you have to begin anew, holding on, your limbs heavy, body exhausted, trying to keep that heavy, weighty, invasive feeling of need, craving, need, denial, craving, need, denial, empty mind wants to find a way to come your brains out. You want to find a way to climax hard regardless of the possibility, but you know if you start to touch, then you might be found out right away, imprisoned right away. Then what would you say? Oh, just let me finish coming. Oh, just let me finish masturbating. No. The ban is absolute. The control is absolute. If you're found out, you won't be able to complete, and then you'll be bound up and caged up. But if you come to me, Failing my test would cause you to get at least one climax, and then to be sent to my stables where climax is more common. Oh, I know I didn't fully present what you get if you pass the test, and I suppose if you come to me I'd tell you, but does that matter? You wouldn't be coming to me for what happens if you pass the test. You'd be coming to me to deliberately fail it, wouldn't you? You would finally give in and come to me to begin your servitude in my stables just where you belong. You're lucky I gave you the chance. No one else has been given the offer. You have to keep this to yourself. You won't be given that pleasure and that opportunity if you spill the beans. You have to tell no one around you, suffering under the same ban. You have to betray their expectations. Keep it in. Keep from climax, knowing everyone else is jealous, would be jealous, would want what you have. An offer of an opportunity to have a sanctioned climax, one assisted by my fingers and mouth, no less. Wouldn't that be so much better than just walking around pent up, all your thoughts turning to sex and masturbation, all your thoughts turning into lust and then dripping through your body, dosing yourself on the bio-organic, bio-identical venom of you want this, and my juices, my saliva, my will and my words are in you. You were close to me. Climaxing on your own might be quite difficult, which is yet another reason to not even bother trying, and to come to me for my challenge instead, so you can fail it outright. Wouldn't you prefer the honest failure of my challenge over this protracted, prolonged denial, where you go to bed every night feverish and heated and wanting to climax, but knowing you don't get to? Wouldn't you love to? Don't you want to? With me, you can. With me, you can cum your brains out. With me, you can stimulate yourself to the limit at least one time. And isn't one time enough? After all, right now, you wouldn't say, oh, I've been pent up so long, I want to climax. I need to have two to be fully satisfied. No, one would do it. One would be better than nothing. One would be much better than nothing. And nothing is what you're lined up for right now. And one would be so great. Nothing or one. Nothing or one. The fate you're on line to is the fate of nothing, whereas the fate under me is the fate of one, at least one, and then more in the future, maybe. One would be fun, one and you'd be done. Climax just once and then you'd be ready, then you'd be able, then you'd be done, then your mind would be done, and you'd be gone. Gone away from here to live under a different set of rules. But if you misbehave while you're here, one of them will find you. One of them will attach to you. One of them will connect to you and then disconnect your mind and leave you deep inside, caught, connected, wired, overwired, caught in my grasp. One of them would find a way to make you more completely and utterly gone, tempt you, whisper and hiss from the shadows, affix to you, lick you, connect to you. That's your fate here. Whereas with me, there are devices that will make you feel amazing, devices that will assist you with sensation, with desire, with delight, with all the things you don't have right now. You're pent up, you're walking around, you're horny, you can feel yourself brushing against your clothing, feel your brain brushing against your mind, your soul, your spirit itself, connected to my spell, connected to my juice, connected to my mind and its control over you. You are utterly, completely gone. Utterly, completely my own. When you're like this, because you have only one fate and you're going to work yourself toward it, you'll come to me, demand my challenge, fail my challenge, then you will be utterly under. And when you're under, you're gone. When you're gone, you're mine, you're droning. Aren't you living your days in more and more of a haze as you yearn for a climax that just won't arrive? Aren't you living your days in such a haze that your hands might stray, and if they stray, you have failed to obey? If they stray, you haven't been good, and if you're not good, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to experience what I do. What I do to you. The game. You play. You obey. You want to touch. You live your life. You feel aroused, and in my game you go through every day wanting to touch, wanting to stimulate, wanting to bring you it. You need it. You truly do, really do need it. Have needed it for so long. You need to climax. You need to escape. You need to stimulate until you go over the edge, and one way you could do that is by challenging me. Come and challenge me. And if you challenge me, you'll see what happens. If you challenge me, you'll see how it'll be. If you challenge me, I promise you'll at minimum climax. Of course, it will come with sealing your fate and ending up in my stables, captive and desirous, but the climax will be there. You'll get to twitch in paroxysms and shivers and shatters and mindless, constant cessation. Peace. You could finally have peace. You could finally have a piece of my mind as I stimulate you, touching you, taking you from being locked away to being revealed and released, capable and truly, really, ultimately mine. You are able every single time to touch yourself. You could try. You could try to get away with it. Try to get away with it past my ladies, past my guards, past my wards. But if I find out, if I sense it, if I appear, then you better have a plan to appease me, because in rejecting my game, you've set yourself up for a long, long wait.